From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A challenge to the US embargo on Cuba to be launched in the US House of Representatives tomorrow. Batsman Carl Hooper withdraws from play in Georgetown as relations between the West Indies Cricket Board and its players deteriorates. And the region's manufacturers talk about CARICOM's NAFTA decision. I'm Carol Orr and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A bill challenging the American embargo against Cuba comes before two committees in the US House of Representatives on Thursday. A joint sitting of the Select Revenue Measures Committees and the Trade Committees will take place tomorrow. They'll hear arguments for and against the embargo against Cuba. Witnesses scheduled to address the one-day session will include representatives from the Cuban-American exile community, the American and British business community, and members of the diplomatic corps. The bill, seen as a test of American opinion on the 30-year-old embargo, is being piloted by Congressman Charles Rangel, who is also chairman of the Select Revenue Measures Committee. And the Cuban government is expected to announce later this month the names of Cuban-American exiles who will attend a special conference in Havana in April. Up to 200 Cuban exiles from 24 countries are expected to take part in discussion with the Cuban government. The majority, however, will come from Miami. They'll mainly concentrate on issues concerning immigration, human rights, and travel.